Now let us then come here and take a look at verse 10. He's concluded now, as it is written, there's none righteous, no, not one. Now, it should be, it is written that there is none righteous, no, not one. And here we find there's none that doeth good. That doeth good and righteous are actually the same. What does it mean to be righteous? Well, it means to be right. And who are we right with? Well, we're to be right with God. And if you're going to be right with God, it's a little different than being right with your fellow man. We have a difference with some friend of ours. Well, we may be to blame, or he may be to blame, and we may have to reach some sort of a compromise. But, my friends, if you're going to be right with God, you're going to play according to his rules. You can't play games with him. You see, God's salvation today, it's a take it or leave it. God's not forcing anybody to take his salvation. You don't have to be saved. You can turn it down. God says that it's my universe. You're living on my little world, using my sunshine, my water, and my air, and I've worked out a plan of salvation that's true to my character and my nation, and my plan and my program is the one that's going to be carried out. You're a sinner, and I want to save you. I love you. Now, here it is. Take it or leave it. That's what God is saying to a lost world. Well, what's he saying to you? Have you accepted it? Well, I want you to know that I have accepted it. To be right with God, then, means to accept his salvation. I know when I was in school, we had a professor of sociology, and he enjoyed this type of thing, saying, what is right? And that would be his question. And he'd love to bat that little ball around. And who's going to make the rules, he says. Well, I know one thing. That professor's not going to make the rules. Know something else? I'm not going to make the rules either. And by the way, I know something else. You're not going to make the rules. God makes the rules. Take it or leave it. That's God's plan. That's God's program. There's none that are righteous, none right with God. But he has worked out a plan. There's none that doeth good according to God's standard, according to God's method. Now, that's the first thing that he says. That's number one that the judge says. The second is, there's none that understand it. In other words, what he's really saying is this. There's none that acts on the knowledge that he has. There's none that are acting on the knowledge that they have. They're not the person they'd like to be. There's none that seeketh after God. God's not concealed today. God's not playing hide and seek with man. God's revealed himself. You remember Paul told the Athenians, the philosophers on Mars Hill. He said, in olden times, God winked at this. But now God commands men everywhere to repent. He's not winking at sin today. God's out in the open telling man he's a sinner and offering salvation. And his salvation is clear, you see. That's what he's saying here. And there's none that seek after God. The anthologies of religion say man's out looking for God. Man's search for God. How fallacious these things are. It's claimed that the evolutionary process is that religion is man's search for God. Well, actually, religion is man's search for God? No, that's not what the Bible teaches. Believe me, man hasn't found out very much yet about God on his own. He hasn't advanced very far in that direction because he's going the wrong way. He's going away from God.